Night of the finals of the Eurovision Song Contest, an event that is wildly popular on the continent and beyond. This year, though, the event has been caught up in the war in Gaza. There have been protests over the participation of Israel and the song that will be performed. But in Israel, it's a point of pride. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Tel Aviv. I'm still broken from this
hurricane, this hurricane. 20-year-old Aden Golan took to the stage Thursday night for the semifinals of the Eurovision contest, held this year in Malmo, Sweden. Her song was a haunting ballad called Hurricane. The song was originally called October Rain, but there were widespread protests from pro-Palestinian groups and Eurovision fans who felt the title referred to the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas militants. Eurovision is supposed to be a non-political event. In the end, the song's name and some lyrics were changed, but that didn't stop the protests. Just hours before Golan took the stage, thousands of demonstrators gathered outside the Eurovision venue, one of several protests against Golan throughout the week. There was a heavy police presence. Golan has been booed by audiences during rehearsals and has spent most of her time in Sweden, locked in her hotel room with security outside the door. When she ventures out, like for this recent press conference, she couldn't escape controversy.
Have you ever thought that by being here, you bring risk and danger for other participants and public?
You don't have to answer that question if you don't want to.
Why not?
But Golan wanted to answer the question. She said it was all about the music.
I think we're all here for one reason and one reason only.
None of this seems to affect Golan's performance. She made it to the finals. Igal Ravid is a cultural correspondent with KAN News, Israel's public broadcasting system. He says Golan has helped lift Israel's spirits.
There was a sense of a feeling here that everybody hates us. Israel is condemned, is being boycotted throughout the whole world. So after such a long time of only painful news on a daily basis, we got up to the amazing news.
Liana Halpern says it's sad that the war in Gaza has to affect a song contest. Speaking outside a restaurant on a beach promenade in Tel Aviv, the 33-year-old says she's glad Golan has advanced this far.
I think all in all, it's important that we're there and that we're representing our country. I don't know if they can allow themselves as an organization to let Israel win. Let's put it this way.
Either way, extra security precautions are in place for tonight's finals of the Eurovision Song Contest. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Tel Aviv.